Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, as we go into this word. Father God, just help us with your understanding, because in you we live and move and have our being. And so we are in resurrection life, and we're experiencing resurrection life, Lord. So your will be done this morning, Lord, in the word. And then thank you that we commit our day to you, and you establish our thoughts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're just going to do it different this morning. The readings is Matthew 22 from verse 23 right down to 33. So it's 10 verses, guys. We're not going to go into it totally, because it's going to take so much time. And right in verse 29, we can just see this whole argument and this whole talking about nonsense, and just they're actually trying to catch Jesus here. They're trying to prove him wrong. So you've got, these are the Antichrist people. It's the worldly people, and then the Sadducees disciples and the Pharisee disciples. And you see the Pharisees see far. They see a lot of the great and precious promises, but they haven't taken hold of the key, which is Jesus, you know. And then the Sadducees, this is the one speaking here, Jesus says you're wrong in that. And then he tells them why. So we're just going to go into the answers here, the resurrection life and the answers. And so Denita's just going to be sharing here the wonderful keys here.
Verse 32, I am the living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. The implication Jesus is making that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all alive in glory when God spoke to Moses in the burning bush.
Okay, so here we see that, you know, he says he's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. And these people are dead in their sins. They're rejecting Jesus. They coming with futile arguments. And so he's just telling them straight, you know, you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a key. A stone the builders rejected is a key cornerstone. And when he's marvelous in your eyes, then you are in the kingdom, in resurrection life, in the great and precious promises. And I love it here. He says, so he's the God of Abraham. What did Abraham represent? He represented faith, a walk with God. And what did Isaac represent? The promises of God. And what did Jacob represent? Jacob wrestled with God. He looked to God. He came to God and reasoned with him. And what happened? His sins were washed white as snow, and he became Israel. So just as the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2, not all of Israel is Israel, but only those that has been circumcised in their heart, and their praise is from God. And so we are the true Jews that has been called by the Lord, have met the Lord, and we are now walking with the Lord. And another key we can just see, and yes, and the wonderful thing, God is still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are alive, and we are alive together with them, raised and seated in heavenly places is resurrection life. And we can see that also in Hebrews 12 from verse 22 right to the end. We have come to this church. We have come to these people. This is our family. And just as they are living with the Lord, we are now living with the Lord. For them, they have run their race here on the earth, and they now in heavenly places. But we are still running our race. We are in tune with the Lord and staying in tune with the Lord now. We running our race, just as they ran their race. And then in the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, that is a great cloud of witnesses. They are our ancestors. They are our encouragement. Amen. So we need to run the race. But the one key thing here is, he says, you are wrong because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. So there we can see, when we know the scriptures, as babes, we grow. And then as babes, we experience God's wonders. Resurrection life is our portion on a daily basis. And so once we're born again, it's a reality of the kingdom just comes more and more in our lives. And this is what we got to stay in tune with, and not sit with these futile arguments and ponder with nonsense, we take hold of the scriptures, and through that we grow. And then in taking hold of the scriptures, I so love Luke 10, where you see the disciples. Taking hold of the scriptures, following Jesus makes us disciples. And there you see the disciples going out and they're experiencing signs and wonders. And the Lord rejoices. He says, praise God, you have chosen to reveal this to babes. So we all want to stay babes. Amen. In the eyes of God and in the eyes of eternity, we always be his children. And we stay in tune with him, loving the scriptures and then experiencing the power of God, because it's the power of God, the Holy Spirit, kingdom realities that open up to us as we get into the scriptures. And that's when we experience the power of God. So we leave the futility, old things are passed away, behold, all is new. So we new creations in the kingdom, looking to the Lord, and so we're experiencing him day by day as a child would grow up in a wonderful family and then just experience that wonderful family on a day-by-day basis and become everything they were made to be. This is the reality of the kingdom here. I close with a wonderful scripture that the beloved disciple shared with us, and that's it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. It says, the Son of God has come, and he has given us eternal life. And this is eternal life, that we know the Father and we know the Son. Okay, I quoted another scripture. The other one that he quoted there is that's John 17:3. But in 1 John 5:20, he says, the Son of God has come to give us understanding, to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life. So stay with Jesus. Amen. He is the stone the builders rejected, that is now building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So stay with him, develop on schedule. And what are you partaking of? You're partaking of resurrection life, because you have been raised together with Christ. You are co-heirs with Christ of God. So you represent the kingdom as you stay in tune with your Lord and your Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.